Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 12th. Venus is going to move into Capricorn and Mercury is going to move into Sagittarius. So it's all change this week. Venus will be very prominent when it comes to your professional image. So getting a new look and making yourself look fantastic is going to be great for your professional prospects. Mercury moving into your ninth house is excellent for a few weeks wherever travel is concerned and learning new things. Here's your Sunday stars. Picking up on yesterday's change of planets, Venus moving into the 10th and Mercury moving into the 9th, professionally, this is a good time to start a charm offensive. So if you want to get somewhere, then do all the right things. Learn to schmooze people. Mercury, on the other hand, says higher education, new knowledge, learning, gathering thoughts, putting forward ideas. All of these are good for you now. And here's your Monday stars. There's a full moon in the sign of Taurus, and that means the next 2 weeks you should concentrate on finance and money. Full moons represent the end of a cycle, so when it comes to anything connecting with cash and your personal economy, is an excellent energy now for you to restructure your incomings and outgoings. Know where you stand financially. Make yourself fiscally secure. And here's your Tuesday stars. Mars, your ruler, connects with Mercury. Now, what this is good for, because it's a very good aspect, is quick thinking. And it's also good if you're thinking of going away out of the blue. So waking up one morning and saying, I need to travel, I need an adventure, I need to do something with my life. All of these energies are wrapped up in a Mercury-Mars connection. So it's about quick thinking, sudden decisions, and doing something out of the blue. Here's your Wednesday stars. The moon is now in the sign of Gemini. And for you, this is about your general lifestyle and usual everyday routines. The opposition to Saturn means you may be a little bit bored at the moment and need to spice up your life. Hey presto, in comes Uranus. And Uranus, of course, is in your sign. And a bit like yesterday, which is quick thinking and making decisions on the hoof, this aspect says do something different with your life. Be spontaneous. Here's your Thursday stars. Today is all about domestic and family matters. If there's been squabbles, then the linkage with both Neptune and Venus says this is a perfect time to proffer the olive branch and let go the dove of peace. It's about peacefulness, it's about tranquility, it's about making it up to someone who you may have upset, or equally, somebody who thinks they've done you wrong, well, they want your forgiveness. And here's your Friday stars. Mercury square to Neptune. I'm never keen on this aspect because it's very deceptive. And so therefore you've got to be very careful that you don't deceive yourself. That's the main problem with this aspect. Is that you don't think something through. You get muddled, you get forgetful. And so therefore, this is not a good day or weekend for making decisions that could have far-reaching consequences.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.